Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
The drive back is a quiet one, and a dark one. In case you haven't noticed, I'm a pretty introspective guy. I'm what they call deep. Yeah, I know it's cliche, but I also know it's the truth. I'm not ashamed of it. It's who I am. It's who I've always been. I don't go charging in like there's no tomorrow, like Monica tends to do. But that's because she's been in crisis situations before. She eats them for breakfast, along with canned peaches and MREs. She has a plan, even if it's only been like 3 seconds. That's all the time she needs. When it comes to me, I'm essentially the polar opposite. I need to assess the situation, then think about it for a while, and then reassess, and finally come up with a multi-step game plan. Then I'm ready to move in. I'm a thinker, and eventually a doer. So that's why on my drive back from a place I used to call home, aka my now abandoned apartment, to a place I'm currently calling home, aka Ostium, I've decided to do some heavy thinking. I know. Over the last week or so, since I first saw the special place on GeoGuessr, I've been doing lots and lots of heavy thinking about everything that's happened to me, and continues to happen to me, but tonight is different. Deeper. It's dark. It's quiet. And I'm going to look inside myself. No Pink Floyd or immersive prog rock of choice required. When I got in my car just a short while ago, with all the personal belongings in the world that I deem necessary and worth keeping packed inside the tiny trunk space of the VW Beetle and filling up the back seat, while everything else is being left behind like a bunch of unwanted CDs and DVDs, which is essentially what it is, and a bunch of clothes, and I'm rambling a little bit here. But the point I'm trying to make is, as I started driving away with all the junk I actually cared about, it was almost like a tether being pulled tight and then snapping between the real world and Ostium, a tether which at the middle was wrapped around me. The end that snapped was the one attached to my apartment in Oakland and the Bay Area and everything that was my life there. The other end was attached to Ostium, and now it was pulling me toward it. Okay, time to get a little deep-level nerd on you for a moment here. So, it probably comes as no surprise to you, dear listener, when I tell you that I'm a pretty big X-Files fan. Yeah, shocker. I know. Looking at my literati vitae and the geeky stuff I'm into, it was all just a matter of inevitable time before I started frothing at the mouth at you about Mulder and Scully and government conspiracies. It was a great show. It is a great show. And it was both informative and formative for me. In many ways, it helped me hone my world conspiracy everyone is out to get me tendencies. Yeah, okay, whatever. Maybe not so much that, but it did stimulate and open my mind to a lot of things, a lot of possibilities. It's definitely why I didn't take one look at the real, physical, actual Ostium and then proceed to turn around, drive away post haste, and never come back. It's certainly why when that door opened to Roanoke, I stepped through instead of just screaming in disbelief at it. It's indubitably why I continue to seek all these things Ostium, to go through more doors, to search for answers instead of running very far away. I've done that in my life, run away, a number of times. I did it when my parents were killed. I wanted to leave the Bay Area, leave California. Hell, I wanted to move to another country, the fucking planet, and live on the moon for a while. But my grandfather helped bring me back, got me back on my feet, and gave me the will and determination to go on. Then the same thing happened when he passed away. Natural causes. As natural as a heart attack at 75 can be. I was actually starting to pack. No clue where I was going to go. But I just wanted to go, leave, and get away from everything. But before I had filled the first duffel bag, I stopped myself, sat down, and had me a long and strong thinking session. Thought back to how my grandfather had helped me the first time, what he had said to me, the words he had used, how he had treated me, Just thinking about that experience helped ease the pain a little. He was my Obi-Wan, helping me from beyond the grave now, and it was working. I unpacked the duffel and the rest of my things. I took care of the funeral arrangements and continued on. Continued living and existing. The inheritance definitely helped facilitate that. Not enough to enjoy the luxury of a two-bedroom in the mission, but enough to make things run smoothly and easily for a little while. Hence my quasi-embracing of the experience, the disostium. Gotta try it. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, X-Files. So there's this episode in season 4, Memento Mori, when Scully has... Well, it seems kind of redundant, but if you haven't seen it and still plan to, spoiler alert. When Scully has cancer from supposed alien implant or whatever, and there's this beautiful metaphor that she's supposed to be dreaming or experiencing. I wasn't even really sure. Where she's sitting in a small wooden boat and there's this old frayed rope tying her to the dock in an overly dramatic shot. You think Chris Carter, no doubt. The rope snaps and she slowly starts to drift away, indicating oh so subtly that she is losing her connection with this world and passing away because of her illness. And that's how I felt leaving, that rope snapping. Except I wasn't drifting aimlessly now, but being pulled toward Ostium. Okay, you can come back now. Spoilers over. I have a lot of feelings going through me about this. I know, I'm a man, talking about my feelings. Holy shit, call the news stations. There's obviously fear, a minor nausea deep in my stomach, which is why I'm not stopping anywhere for sustenance and why I don't really want to listen to anything. But mixed with the fear is that same thrilling excitement I've had ever since I first saw those gates and Ostium behind them. And there's also the trepidation over what, I guess you'd call the irony of the situation. Here I've been talking about big crises in my life that I've wanted to run away from, but have managed each time either through the help of others or by my own will to remain, to stay and keep going. And now here I am, literally driving away with all my stuff from my life, after all those times when I stopped myself from getting this far. But this time, it's different. Why? Because to me, I'm not running away from anything. I'm running towards something. Something that's substantial. Something that's way bigger than me. I'm running to Ostium, even though it is Ostium that I fear. So by that logic, I should be trying to get away from Ostium, and yet I feel the complete opposite. I'm drawn to Ostium, like the moon circling our Earth. Satellite wants to pull away and be free, but is unable to, due to the power of the gravitational forces. In the case of Ostium, it's not gravity. At least I don't think it is. But more metaphysics, something beyond my kenning, and perhaps that of science also. I really need to talk to Monica about this stuff. Is she having similar experiences? Did she feel something pulling her to Ostium? When she was trying to track its location through the forests, was she just working off what she knew? The location, or was there something else drawing her in, bringing her to that specific location? Is she going through the same feelings? The same emotions? Does she care about all she's left? How does she feel about it? She seemed pretty done with that base and the whole military experience, but how much of that was due to her constitution, her will, and how much of it was something else drawing her in? Like Sauron drawing in the possessor of the One Ring. Sorry, that might have been a little nerd DEFCON 5 there. But what if it's just me? What if all the things Ostium is doing to me is because it's me? Why am I important? What makes me so fucking special? I don't know. I don't think I want to know. Do I? There's definitely some spooky vibes coming from Ostium. Even spooky Mulder might be a bit spooked. Roanoke? The Mary Celeste? Mars? I mean, They're not that unique and specific, technically, but I still have strong links to each of them. What's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times? Damn it. All I can think of is Bush's dull-witted bastardization. Ugh, can't get fooled again. Anyway, Roanoke is strong coincidence one. Okay, that's fine. It's just a coincidence. Mary Celeste is a second coincidence, which is verging on the very unlikely with its ties to me. And chaos theory says it's not really possible. And then there's Mars, coincidence number three, which is simply impossible. And yet, there it is, irrefutable. What about if the next door doles out a coincidence number four? At what point do I stop and say, okay, Ostium, you got me. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? What do you need me to do? Because I don't have a damn clue. And unless you spell it out for me in obvious details, I'm just not going to get it. Take, for example, driving to Ostium at night, as I'm doing right now. I hadn't really thought about it when I left Ostium earlier in the day, that I'd be returning after sundown. I've driven to Ostium a couple of times now, and I know the way pretty well. But it's by no means an easy straight shot from San Francisco. It's convoluted, with lots of specific turns and getting that specific exit and going the right way on those three forks, and then finding that one dirt road off to the right that eventually takes you onto the right road to Ostium. Doing this at night is risky, to say the least, because I'm just not that familiar with the area in any way. And yet, with each turn, I feel a minor tug urging me in that direction. With each fork, I feel a pulling to one side or the other. And now that I'm getting close, that infrared map has revealed itself in my mind, showing my location as this small blinking dot coming closer and closer to Ostium. If I wanted to get lost, to make the wrong turn now, it'd be pretty hard to do. I'd have to intentionally go off the beaten path, and I don't know if Ostium would let me. Also, I don't think I want to try it, to find out if Ostium could physically take over my body and control me. There's a wealth of science fiction on this subject, and I've read plenty of it. It's never sounded like any sort of fun for the victim of the body snatchers, so we're gonna stay the course for now. And here we are, back safe and sound. Good old Ostium Town. Should I bother hiding my car at all this time? Is there a point? I don't really think so. Plus, I've got to bring all my stuff in. We'll need to get Monica to give me a hand. And as I think on this, I feel that excitement in me growing once more. The fear at bay and almost forgotten. With seeing Monica again and talking with her and spending time with her and just being with her here in Ostium. Yeah, I made the right choice. Whether it was mine to make or not.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.